Yeah, it was massive for confidence. Obviously, it was disappointing at Gillingham last weekend, but I think the character we showed them on Tuesday night to get a good result like that speaks volumes of the lads. You know, we were under a bit of pressure, we knew that, and to win 4-1 and maybe could have scored a few more goals was positive.
You've got the monkey off your back, haven't you, about scoring goals at Bramall Lane as well? It's often been one goal, two goals. To get four, it's what you needed, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, we just want to win football matches, and if that's by one goal, then so be it. But obviously it's nice when you score threes and fours, but that's not going to happen every game. But as I say, the other night was good for confidence. Obviously going into a big game tomorrow, so hopefully that can continue.
The second goal was significant in that match. They'd had a few chances at 1-0. Your pass set it up, and it was a good finish by Matty Doan, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just seen him at the corner of my eye making a great run, and obviously luckily enough the ball's got there, but that was significant obviously to get the 2-goal lead. We've not managed to do that on many occasions this season, but that was very important. But as I say, Matty took it very well and put it in the back of the net, and that was good for us as a team. I think it settled us down a little bit.
It's good to see him come into a team, isn't it, and get an early goal as a front man. That's always crucial for a new signing who's going to be under pressure to score goals.
Yeah, it's very important. I think as any striker coming into the club, they like to get off the mark quite quickly, and luckily enough for Matt, he did that. But I don't just think it was his goal the other night. I think he was unlucky with the one that got chopped off. I thought his work rate and his running and everything was fantastic, and he'll bring a lot to this team.
The manager's talked about getting goals from all over the field, and I remember speaking to him after the Fleetwood game, and he's saying Bob Harris is a guy we've kind of demanded a few more goals from. I mean, let's put a bit of pressure on him to score some, because he can do. When you see Jay McEvely scoring the goal he did the other night, does it sort of make you think, you know, I want to get back amongst the goals as well?
Yeah, it'll set me a target of scoring 5 goals this season. I've scored 2 already, and maybe 3 if you count the Southampton game, but I'm sure Mark McNulty will say different. But listen, no, if I can chip in with some goals, that'll be nice. As I say, he set me a target. I still think it was at 19 games we've got to go, so hopefully I can hit that target before the end of the season.
Because you are very attack minded, and with John Brayford on the other side, there's going to be an opportunity for the both of you, isn't there, really?
Yeah, of course, the way we like to play football, get both full backs forward joining in, helping the wide guys and the striker, etc. So yeah, there should be chances for both of us, I would imagine.
Do you think that's a big positive to have that partnership back? I mean, it flourished at times last year with you on the left and John on the right, and it's kind of added a fresh dynamic to the side, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, it worked well in the back end of last season. So obviously John's just come in recently, he's only played a couple of games, but hopefully we can get in full four again, and then that partnership again, hopefully it'll work well for the team. But last season it wasn't just about me and John, there was partnerships all over the pitch, so hopefully we can get that going again.
Do you think you're getting close there? Because it was this time last year when you went on that run that saw you flying up the league, and if you can get anywhere close to that again this year, the top two isn't going to be totally out of the question, is it?
No, of course not. Listen, we just want to win football matches, as many as possible, so we don't write ourselves off. Obviously the top two are way ahead, but listen, you've seen the run we put together last season, called a lot of teams back. We were on the other bottom of the table and just finished outside the playoffs, making up a lot of ground on teams. So as I say, we'll keep working hard and try and win as many games as possible and just see what it takes us.
It'd be some statement, wouldn't it, to go to Bristol City and get a win?
Yeah, of course. I don't think many I think one team's won there this season. They've only dropped points in 3 games, so we're under no illusions it's going to be a very difficult task. But I think this set of lads this season have showed in the big games we've come to the fore, so we'll go there for our confidence, especially after Tuesday night's result, and hopefully get an argument.